Hey guys, welcome back to the rest of the podcast with Emmett, your host, and our other host, Will Hudson. How are you doing, Will?
I'm doing good, Emmett. How are you?
Very, very excited to talk to our special guest, David Carr. How are you, David?
I'm doing good.
How's your day been like?
It's been pretty good. Just kind of chilling, doing some homework, just relaxing.
Now, so at Iowa State, aren't you guys are all 100% virtual, or no?
No, we're like hybrid right now. Like we're doing like some in person, some online. But I know some of the people, like I know some of my friends, some of their classes have moved all online already.
Is online hard for you, or is like you like it?
It's not that bad. I've honestly gotten used to online classes. I think they're like they're decent. Like they're not too bad.
Yeah.
So.
Our first question is about this pandemic, coronavirus. Unfortunately, it's ended your shot to become a national champion and to compete at the NCAA tournament. What were some of your reactions to the cancellation of NCAAs?
I was pretty sad that I couldn't be able to compete, but I just know, like, faith is my number one thing, and, like, I love wrestling, but I just know, like, God has a bigger plan for me, and not being able to wrestle at the national tournament just made me forever to be grateful for every time I get to compete. Anytime I get to compete or step on the mat, I'm just forever grateful and just happy to do my best. And so obviously I was sad, but I just know that it's just in God's plan, and God's plan is the best plan.
So you had a great season that year, which you only had one loss to the number one guy, Ryan Deacon. How did you envision the tournament going if it would have happened?
I just figured, you know, I just take it one match at a time, not overlook anybody. I feel like I was really peaking, really wrestling good. Would have had a great match with Hayden Hidley in the semis, and then hopefully get a rematch with Ryan Deacon and, you know, be able to – I don't feel like I got to wrestle my best when I wrestled early on in the season. I feel like I learned a lot and got a lot better during the season, and so it would have been a really good match in the finals.
Yeah, definitely. That would have been exciting to watch.
Yeah, I had you winning NCAAs.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So what is your situation kind of like with COVID? Like
now.
Yeah, like what restrictions do you have with practice? And are businesses in like Iowa able to open up now?
Right now, there are some businesses open and, like, some places are open. You have to wear a mask and social distance pretty much everywhere you go. And as far as training situation, right now, we can't really get in our facilities right now. It's still kind of closed down. But we have a place that we can wrestle and kind of do our own thing and still get better and train.
Yeah. Yesterday was kind of weird. I went to a practice. We had to wear a mask. Do you think you could do that? Wear a mask while wrestling?
The whole practice?
Yeah, the whole practice. You had to wear a mask. It was...
Oh, heck no. Someone was telling me, like, you should try running with a mask on, and you would literally, like, you wouldn't be able to go that long.
Yeah, my mask and practice was, like, so sweaty and nasty.
Oh, my
God. And I wear one of those, like, the ones with the string, like, actual mask, like, you know? And it kept falling. Every time someone clubbed me, it would, you know, fall off.
You have to wear the one that's, like,
on your neck.
Those are really good because you can, like, those ones I don't forget about. Like, I forget about, like, kind of put a mask on, but those ones I can just put down on my neck and I'll just keep it on me all day.
Yeah. That was my first. Everyone else wore, like, those types, but it was my first time there. And, I don't think that was the best decision.
For me, sometimes, like, after I work out, I need to put a mask on, and I know how bad that is, so I cannot imagine what wearing a mask, like, during running and wrestling. Yeah.
It would be like the, isn't there masks, like, where it's called, like, it's like altitude trainers, like, and you run with them, like, you know, the actual, like, trainers?
Yeah, those ones, yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is while you're wrestling.
Yeah, it's all right. Those masks are crazy. I used to have to run in those to help me, like, prepare. But, like, it sucked. I couldn't run more than, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's get into your high school career at Perry High School while you were coached by your dad, Nate Carr. What is it like being coached by your dad, who was a really good wrestler himself. And also, can you just talk about how much he does for you?
Yeah, it was awesome. I love wrestling for Perry. One of the main things was just having my dad there to support me and coach me. He has so much wisdom. He's knows the sport very well. He knows what it takes to be the best. Like, my dad was a 3-time national champ, Olympian. So, like, you know that, like, I knew in high school if I listened to him, I'd be even closer to achieving my goals. So, yeah. And he does a good job just being a dad. He's a mentor, a great person, a man of God, and also a good coach.
Yeah. Definitely. So, say you right now, today, wrestled your dad at his prime. Who would win that match?
I don't know. My dad said he'd probably smash me. But I think if I wrestled my dad at my prime, I don't know. I feel like it'd be a good match. I feel like he was a very physical, technical wrestler. But I feel like it'd be a good match. I feel like I'd be able to ride my dad. But at the same time, I don't know.
Now, if you wrestled your dad at his sophomore year of college, would you think you'd beat him?
That was the year he won nationals at.
So
it'd be a close match. If I wrestled my red shirt like last year, me freshman year versus my dad freshman year, I think I'm beating them.
Yeah.
I think I'm beating them. And then if we wrestled like this coming up year, like same year, I think it'd be really close.
Okay. So also with you coming from a wrestling family, with your brother, what's his name? Nate Carr Jr., right?
Yep.
And then your dad, and I think, wasn't it your uncles too that wrestled?
Yeah, my uncles wrestled. My uncles were just in town. They wrestled at Iowa State as well. My brother, Nate Jr., wrestled at Iowa State. So just a lot of legacy, a lot of wrestling in our blood.
Yeah, so can you talk about who's all in your family that wrestled, and name, like, some of their accomplishments?
Okay, so my brother, Nate, was a 3-time state champion in Georgia. That's where I was born. My brother Isaac used to wrestle, but then went on to do basketball and went to college for basketball. And he actually, funny story, he got second at state in his 8th grade year, and that was the year my brother won. And he just felt like he was like, I'm just gonna do something else. I'm just gonna do basketball, and did really good in basketball. My brother John wrestled at Iowa Central, which Iowa Central's like, it's like an hour from here. Obviously, I wrestled and trained a lot with my brother, Nate. And that's just some of my family that's wrestled. Yeah.
How much older is Nate than you? Because he wrestled was when he came in college, 09,
010? He's like 10 years older than me, 11 years old. He's like 10 years older than me.
And isn't he the coach now at assistant coach at Lock Haven? Was that right?
He's assistant coach at Lock Haven.
Lock Haven, yeah. I saw that. I have that down. Lock Haven. So how far is Lock Haven from Iowa?
Like 14 hours.
Yeah, Lock Haven's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's pretty far.
So does he still try to sometimes come down and wrestle, or when's the last time you guys wrestled?
We wrestled this summer. I try to see him once or twice a year. So I go down there for like winter break and I wrestle with them and train and like just kind of hang out and we'll just kick it. And then I'll usually see him at like the scuffle, or I'll see him at nationals, which I was supposed to see him at nationals, but yeah. The only times I get to see him.
Does he have that big brother mentality that he can beat you up, or
yeah, do you think? But I don't know. Last time we wrestled, I say I got the better of him. But it was like, he still got some stuff on me, but I feel like I got the better of him last time I wrestled.
How much more does he got weight on you?
I think he only outweighs me by like, I don't know, like 10 pounds.
Okay, so he's still in shape after. Because, you know, there's some people after they're done wrestling.
They're a lot bigger.
Yeah, I think that's going to be me, because I'm an eater. So after I'm done wrestling, I think I'm going to be like pretty big.
Yeah, Emmett's a big eater.
What weight do you guys wrestle?
So right now we're both 100.
We're both at 100, yeah.
100 pounds, so, yeah.
100 pounds?
Yeah, I'm a tall 100. I'm like 5'5", 100 pounds.
Oh, jeez. So you're pretty tall.
I'm skinny. So, and Will, how tall are you, Will?
Like 5 foot.
Yeah. So this is a little different.
What grade are you guys in?
We're both going to eighth.
Eighth grade.
Yeah. So I think after I get to eat, I think it's because I have high metabolism. But once I get older and my metabolism goes down and I start eating, yeah. Without wrestling, I would be maybe like 150 pounds right now. I don't know. All right. So, Will, you got the next question?
Yeah. So, like you said earlier, your brother's the assistant coach at Lock Haven. Were you ever considering going, or would you ever consider going to Lock Haven?
I definitely think it's a great school, phenomenal school. I definitely looked at it a little bit. Like, I went over there and like checked it out. I think for me, I just needed something a little bit different as far as like, it's like a smaller school.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have a lot of resources, but they don't have like all the resources I would need, like a RTC. Like, I would say I had a good RTC, that's for Kyvin Russell's. And my dad's a coach at the RTC. So just a little bit more resources here, and just really fell in love with going to the campus on here. But definitely Lock Haven's a great school. They work really hard. It's kind of like their training situation is good. The coaches, the head coach, Coach Moore, is a phenomenal coach, really good guy. So their program is on the up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my main wrestling coaches went to Lock Haven, and he was an All-American there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Which coach is that, Will?
Coach Brian.
Oh, nice.
Brian.
All right, so let's see. How old were you when you went to Cadets World Championships when you were a cadet?
I was a sophomore.
Okay, so you're a sophomore and you wrestled at Cadet. What was it like getting to compete against international wrestlers at such a young age?
It was awesome. It was an awesome experience. I think the best part about being on the Cadet World team was being with some of the guys. Like, I had a really good team that year. I think we got second. I had Yanni Yakmahalis, Roman Balayong, Gable Stevenson, Vito Arruja. The list of great wrestlers on that team at that, like, being so young was insane. Like, I was training with everyone I trained with was incredible, super good. And I got better from training with those guys and seeing how they trained. And we went down to Vogars, we went to Olympic Training Center for the first time. So that whole experience was awesome for me. I ended up getting a bronze medal at the World Championships. You know, not what I wanted, but it definitely taught me so much. So I was able to be successful in freestyle later on.
Yeah.
Also, your last year at the Junior World Championships, you wrestled there. Do you notice a difference between American wrestlers and international wrestlers?
Yeah, I think their styles, I feel like they're like sneaky. Like, they have like a really good fireman's or switch, or some things that are like just really sneaky that catch you off guard. And so you really have to be on your P's and Q's when you're wrestling them. They're way more relaxed and can kind of lull you to sleep and then get the takedown. So like, just knowing that stuff, they're good at parterre, just knowing those things from wrestling, competing overseas, it helped me wrestle at the Junior World Championships against them, just knowing their style a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of said this. We asked, I think I remember when we asked Nathan Tomaselli this question, and he kind of said that they stop attacking and they try to put you to sleep and then they're go.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's a lot of people notice that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, is there a certain country that stands out for doing like one thing?
Yeah, I think so. Iran, they have really good underhooks. They're very good underhooks, good control ties, hard to wrestle. Russia, man, they do a lot of things well. Swim high crotch, snap downs, reattacks. You know, I think they're more known for just being like relaxed and being able to catch you off guard. And then Japan, I wrestled a Japan guy in the finals, and he was like, I feel like they're known for just being disciplined. Like, they don't come out of their stance, and they're really good at reattacks. I think most of the people that I scouted and watched from Japan, like, they never come out of stance. They're really disciplined, and that's why they do pretty good.
Is Russia good at Russians?
Like two-on-ones and stuff?
Yeah.
Super good at two-on-ones and super good at, like, keeping the pressure on you. That's what makes them really good.
Yeah. Oh. So you had success in both freestyle and folk style. Do you have a favorite or one that you think you're probably better at?
I think I like folk style a lot in high school because I just like that you can just really control a match and really break a guy in like 7 minutes or 6 minutes in high school. But I think I like freestyle a lot more now just because you can get a match over with quickly. Like you can wrestle good and catch him in a trap arm and then like the match is over. Folk style, unless you pin him, which is really hard to pin a good guy or tech a good guy. I feel like in freestyle it's a little bit easier to tech someone.
You can
a bunch of times. There's more avenues to really get a quick tech.
Yeah, do you remember what's your quickest tech freestyle? I guarantee you it's like really quick.
Yeah, it was like in high school. I think I teched a kid in like 8 seconds.
Yeah, because I think I've had some like 10 seconds. It's once you take quick, if you get a low single right off the bat and then you just leg lace and like it's just over. Because once you get either a tight leg lace or a tight trapped arm.
Oh, it's over with.
And that's the thing. So in folk style, you turn someone, you can be down 10 points and you turn someone, you're still losing. But once you get a trapped arm in freestyle, you can come back and like that. Yeah.
I like freestyle because you can come back. Like I can throw some. I could be down like 5-0, throw someone in the second period for four. And now it's like, it's a 4-5 match. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, have you done Greco?
I did. The last time I wrestled Greco was at Cadet Duels. They pretty much were like, everyone has to wrestle at least 2 Greco matches.
Okay.
We'll give you a weight allowance. I ended up wrestling 8 Greco matches.
And how'd you do?
I went 8-0. I just
nice.
Can't fight everybody and did slide bys and duck unders. That's it.
Yeah. Slide unders and duck unders. I see. So you did. You try to work your freestyle stuff into your Greco.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So where was the Junior World Championships last year?
It was in Estonia, which is like Eastern Europe.
Okay. Where was the cadet?
Cadet was in Tbilisi, Georgia.
It's kind of weird that because did you live in Georgia or no?
Yeah, I live in like it's like Atlanta, Georgia. It was like it was like Georgia the country though, not like Georgia.
I know that I was saying that because I was like kind of weird that you.
I did live in Georgia though. That's where I was born in Georgia, and I lived there for 11 years, and then we moved to Ohio, and I lived in Ohio ever since.
I actually lived about an hour out of Atlanta in Savannah.
Yeah, and then I also lived in Georgia too. I lived in Augusta.
Did you ever go to Compound Wrestling?
Yeah, Compound. I know what Compound is. Yep. What's the coach's name again?
I can't remember, but they're really good.
I've actually never been there, but I know them all because Augusta from Atlanta was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So like it was kind of. I went. I don't know if you know him. But his name was Gerald Carr. He had the same last name as you. Do you know who that is?
It sounds familiar. So,
yeah, he was good, though, because he wrestled – and he has a son, Bryce Carr, that wrestled at UTC like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, yeah, that was in Warner Robins or Dublin, Georgia. If you know
Dublin,
that.
It's like,
yeah. Yeah, so that's where
I've been
that
here
was.
A few times, yeah.
It's kind of weird because Gerald was a All-American from Minnesota, so it's kind of weird that both there's two really good guys like with the last name Carr that lived in Georgia.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So you wrestle Iowa State and you guys got to wrestle Iowa, and they're really huge rivals. What was it like wrestling there, and what was the atmosphere at the duel at the rivalry?
It was packed in Hilton. It was definitely a crazy experience. The rivalry is intense. I think we really want to try to beat Iowa, and we're always going to try our best and, like, go after them. I honestly don't, like, dislike the Iowa guys that much. There's honestly some good guys on there. Like, Alex Marinelli, he's from Ohio. He was a four-timer from Ohio. He's a good guy. Kammer, Spencer Lee, some of those guys are really good guys, and they have good personalities, good characteristics. But for sure want to beat them bad. No matter what, we want to beat them bad. And then win or lose, we're going to shake their hands and, you know, just work to do better the next time.
Yeah.
Have you ever got to talk to the Santa?
I don't think I've ever really. I think I talked to him one time, and I was just like, how much you weighing now or whatever? And he was just like, he told me his weight, and that was pretty much it. He's kind of just like.
Is he kind of like a to himself person?
Yeah, he kind of keeps to himself when he's around, like, a lot of people, I feel like. So, like, I didn't really say much to him, or we didn't have, like, a big conversation or anything.
Yeah, just imagine if he had social media. Yeah. I said, just imagine if DeSanto had social media.
He would have, like, a million followers.
He'd have so many people. I don't think he understands how, like, big he is on, like, social media. Everyone's always – people used to comment DeSanto stuff on, like – comments on Flo. I thought it was so funny.
It was all like, Spencer Lee gets a tech fall or somebody. Santo could have done better. DeSanto would have, I don't know. That the memes, like last year, especially
the memes were crazy. I think it's so funny. Wrestling never really had memes until DeSanto. Like, there's memes, but they're like, not heavy. Now there's like tons of meme pages and like all types of funny stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The cartwheel Kimura.
Oh yeah. That was
yeah.
That was funny. So you're red shirt year, so when you did open tournaments, you lost early in your first tournament of college, and I think it was the Cyclone Open maybe, if I'm not. And then you never lost again that year. What adjustments did you make or things you learned from that match to turn around the season and not lose again?
I think that match that I lost was, like, so good for me to lose. I think I don't really like losing, but I like learning. I think the way I was taught from my dad is you either win or you learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, anytime I lose, it's just I'm just learning and I'm still getting better and still – figuring out what I can do better. I think from that loss, I just learned to slow things down and to respect everyone I wrestle and really go after everyone I wrestle, but just controlled and smart. Like, I think just wrestling smart will help you win a lot of matches.
Yeah. Was that your first match?
Yeah, my very first match I lost, yeah.
Oh,
I had to wrestle like 6 or 7 matches back just to get third.
Yeah. Who was that against? I don't know if I watched it. Was it?
It was
Peyton. Was it Mako? Peyton Mako.
Mako. Yep.
Yeah.
Mako. We had it was a close match. It was like back and forth the whole time. It was back and forth the whole time, and then he ended up beating me like 8-7 or 7-6.
And then he ended up getting like 6th place and you got 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of crazy. So, yeah, you came back and he felt in 6th place and you got 3rd.
Yeah, so I have two questions. First, I watched your match against Nelson Brands. I think it's Terry's son, right?
Yeah.
Which was a really good match. You pulled out by 1 point. Was that match, like, intense, like, Brands versus Carr, like, two awesome legacies?
It was definitely a fun match. I wrestled him before, but it was, like, he wasn't as, like, good when I wrestled him. I wrestled him at, like, Cadet World Team Trials. And then this time I wrestled him in the quarters, and honestly, I was, like, really looking forward to that match because I knew he had gotten better. I'd seen that he'd definitely gotten stronger, better, so it was definitely an exciting match. I like – legacy matches are fun. Like, I think I want to wrestle my dad. Kenny Monday and my dad had some battles, so I know he's at my weight, and I know that would be, like – that would be a cool legacy match because our dads wrestled and competed. So that would be a cool match. That's like one of my, that's like if I had like matches I have to have in college, I have to wrestle Quincy. That'd be just epic. And then,
yeah. Who else is good? Is it, wasn't Vito's dad good?
Yeah, Vito's dad was super good.
Like, yeah, Vito's dad. I think we need to have a 4-man tag team match. We need to have the Mondays. We need to have the Cars. We need to have the Brands. And we need to have the Rouges.
I'm telling you, we got to get all the legacy matches. And like that'd be sweet. Flow Wrestling should have like a legacy, like a legacy matches and like set them
yeah.
up. Like,
yeah, because there's so many match. Families. If you think about it.
And JoJo from Oklahoma State, John Smith's son.
Oh yeah, you got that family too. Oh my God, it's 5 families.
It's intense.
Jeez, yeah. That's a lot of families that are really good at wrestling.
Yeah, that's really it. So next question. You have a pretty big social media following. Do you ever get people in public like looking at you, being like, "Oh, that guy's David Carr," or people asking to take pictures with you?
I think not that much in high school, but now. Recently, I feel like whenever I'm around campus, people will be like, "Oh, that's David Carr," or they'll come up to me and like give me or get a Snapchat, or they'll be like, "Hey," because in Iowa, dude, wrestling is big in Iowa. So like,
yeah,
at Iowa State, the people are just like, they're like, "Hey, I wrestled in high school, blah blah blah. Like, can I get a picture with you?" Or like, "Hey, good luck this season. I'm really looking forward to you like wrestling. You should have won it last year." Like. There's just so many people, like, coming up to me and, like, saying those things. It's, like, at first it was, like, kind of weird.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, it's just, like, real normal. It's just chill. Like, people are always super nice about it. And, like, they're always, like, they're polite. Just, like, come up to me and just talk normal and stuff like that.
Yeah. I guess I've lived near everywhere because I lived in Nebraska. So, I guess I lived everywhere you almost, like, near where you lived.
Yeah.
I lived in Omaha. Yeah. Well, yeah. Omaha. I was kind of wrong. So yes, when I did the Gatson interview, I was like, I mixed up Des Moines and Council Bluffs, and I said that I lived like 30 minutes from Des Moines, but it was all like 5 hours, like 3 hours, because I mixed up Council Bluffs and
Des Moines.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess I've lived everywhere you've almost lived. That's kind of. Yeah. All right, so my next question. So you're an athlete at Iowa State. Do you like to go watch other sports or athletes? Like, what other sports do you like to watch specifically?
So I love watching. These are my 3 favorite sports pretty much to watch. I've watched all the sports pretty much, but I love watching football. My favorite football player on Iowa State team is Brock Purdy. He's a beast. Great, great person. Man of God, like, he's just awesome.
Yeah.
I like watching basketball because, one, they're at Hilton, and Hilton Magic and the atmosphere at the basketball games is awesome. I like watching George Condit, Tyrese Halliburton. Those guys are, like, beasts. And then I like watching gymnastics. That's also at Hilton. And gymnastics, I like watching everybody. Sophie's pretty good. Natalie, like, there's a bunch of, like, studs on that team.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I like supporting other sports and watching them.
Did you play any other sports in high school or like youth?
Not in high school, but like youth, I did like baseball, swimming, and I did football. I did football for a year or two.
Yeah, I can imagine you being like really good at football and track because you're really long and like quick. So I can imagine you being like a 400-yard sprinter.
I wish I would have did track. My sisters did track. My sister was like went to college. Both my sisters went to college for track. So they were like, we definitely had the track gene in us, so I wish I would have did track.
Yeah.
And then swimming. How was swimming?
I never won any swimming like meets, but I'd always get like third or fourth. But
you're better than me. I can't even swim.
Yeah, I can't swim.
Yeah, I can't swim, so you're way better than me, I guess.
Yeah. So okay. you were on a flow feature called David Carr's First Big Test, and it was kind of going – it kind of went a lot – it was like you against Caleb Young at the Iowa-Iowa State duel. It kind of talked about that. How long did that take to film, and what was that experience like?
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. They, like, came in, like, the Flow guys just started, like, filming me warming up, and, like, they interviewed me before the match, and then during the match and all that stuff, and then they kind of just, they posted it up, like, a week later. I remember seeing it. I was like, what the heck? This is dope. I remember sending it to my coaches. I thought it was pretty cool. They're doing a Flow Wrestling's doing a film on Mecca, and I cannot wait for that to come out. That's another person you guys should try to get. Mecca.
Yeah, Mecca. Yeah.
He's a legend, dude. That'd be sick. If you got Mecca, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah.
Oh, Mecca and your dad. That'd be cool.
I'm telling you. You gotta get those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, also talking about that match. So you wrestled Caleb, who was ranked, I think, was he two at that time? I think he was ranked number two at that time. And what was it like having a tough opponent, especially because that was your second match of your first Will College season? And what was that like to pull off a big win, especially at Iowa?
It was pretty sweet. One, just wrestling Iowa. And two, you know, Caleb Young, super good guy. He's a tough competitor. He can scrap, scramble. And so really, I look forward to that match. And then finally, when I got the chance to wrestle him, it was awesome. Just the Hilton going nuts, like the ground was shaking. That's how loud they were, like, yelling. Like, it was literally, like, intense. It was crazy. And I'm looking forward to, like, more matches against Iowa. And it's just, those are events that are circled in our calendar when we wrestle Iowa. We're really excited, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So who are some of your main partners at Iowa State?
I like going with Colbray, and I like going to Metcalf. I like drilling with – my favorite people to drill with is, like, Ian Parker, Brandon Tessau, and who else is – oh, I like drilling with Jared Dagan. He's our 49. He's a beast.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite people to drill with. And then my favorite people to wrestle are, like, Colbray and Metcalf are my favorite to wrestle.
Yeah. Okay, so the question here is, you and Gatson wrestled the same way. Who's winning?
He would argue with this question, but I think if we're at the same weight, I got me winning. But he was like, I was like, bro, if you're – I always tell him, like, if you're literally, like, 165 pounds or 107 pounds, I'm winning. And he was like, no. And I was like, if I was bigger, I'd win. He's like, well, then get bigger, then wrestle me. Well, I'm not going to get bigger.
You need to sneak attack him at practice. You got to hit him with an outside trip just like he did at NCAAs. And then you got to celebrate like that. Remember when he did that? You got to do that.
That was dope.
And then you got to say, I just want some ice cream.
Yeah.
I want some ice cream. I got to say, when I went to Nationals, I got to say something funny like he did. Like my interview, I've been like low-key planning on saying something like really good, like something funny.
Yeah, you got to say something.
I remember when Nick Siriano, after he won NCAAs, he was just so excited. He didn't even know what to say. He was like, Nick, how'd you win that match? He just goes, I just want to thank my family and my teammates and my coaches.
And then Gatson told us why he said he wanted ice cream. He was about to cry, so he didn't want to cry. And so on national, he was like, I'm not crying on national TV. So, and then he said he wanted to get some ice cream so he can get out the interview.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, like we asked him about it. And then he was like, because they were talking about his dad and all that stuff. And
yeah,
then he was
you could tell, you could, like, I remember the interview in my head, and you can tell he was like emotional. And he's like, man, I just want some ice cream, man. I just want some ice cream. And he's like, runs off.
Yeah, he said, like, I want to cry on national TV. I'm not – yeah, they ain't going to catch me doing that. That's what he said. I was like, oh. So I guess now we know his reason.
I need to go back and watch that full interview. I just saw the 60-second, like
– Yeah.
60-second thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He does some cool – so he said some cool stuff. It was a very, very funny stuff.
Yeah. Did he show you his walkout for a wrestling
the what?
The apparel, like the stuff he's gonna wear.
Yeah, for Wrestling Underground.
Has he showed you that?
We'll send it to you. It's really nice.
How is he gonna send us?
Are you excited for his match with Gliz?
Yeah. He said, "I'm very excited."
Is that this weekend?
Yeah. When's that? Saturday? We'll see.
You guys need to get my Snapchat after this.
I'll give you my Snapchat. I'll get you that. Wait. When's that? That's the 30th. Is that Saturday?
Yeah.
I think it's Sunday because I started first, and it's on the 30th.
Yeah, did he see his shoes too?
I saw the shoes. The shoes are dope.
Yeah, he got some guy to customize them. And then he also showed. I'll forward you that. He sent us his whole he's gonna wear.
I just sent you what he was gonna wear. I sent it to you on my personal account. So.
All right, bet.
Yeah, look at that, cause he wants to see people's reaction. Cause he made sure he was like, I want to see your reaction.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, he hasn't shown me yet. What the heck?
It's really nice. I think it's cool.
Did you like do the whole? It's like it's based off something. I don't want to say it because I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to yell at
us. I'll check it out in a little bit. I haven't got it yet.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, so yeah. Wait, I gotta get back to the questions. Okay. All right, so you wanna go or you want me to go?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
So if you have a season this year and if you get to compete, what are some of your goals and what are you trying to accomplish?
This season, if we get to compete, my goal really is just wrestle more free, wrestle more relaxed. I want to be entertaining. I want people, when they talk about me, I want them to say, like, dang, that kid can, like, wrestle. That kid's entertaining. He really goes after it. He scores lots of points. Like, that's my goal, really. I'm not really focused on, like, the results. I know the results will come if I move my feet, I move my hands, I'm entertaining. Like, I want people to really, like, enjoy watching me wrestle. I don't want to be boring. I don't want to have, like, one-point matches. I want to have, like high-scoring matches. I want to be trying to jump over guys doing cartwheels. I want to try to, like, be exciting to wrestle. Like, I think RBY is exciting to watch.
Yeah, like, for real.
I want to be entertaining.
Yeah. I think you need to try to put the orange behind your back this year.
I'll do it.
You got to try it.
First duel, I'll do it.
You do it? All right.
Yeah. I just want to give a thank you to TWP for giving me the idea.
Okay. So since you won the junior award, that makes you qualify for the Olympic team trials. What are you looking to do, and what are your goals for that tournament?
Just, I'm excited to wrestle at it. I'm just really just taking it one match at a time. Making it simple. I mean, just going out there, trying to get takedowns, trying to get laces, trying to get guts, making it really simple. When you do that, I feel like you can have really good results. You know, obviously, any tournament I enter, I want to try to do well.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you wrestled at the 2019 Dave Schultz Memorial at 70 kilos. After this Olympics, do you plan to go back to 70 kilos or stay at 74?
I'll probably go to 70 kilos.
No. 70 kilos? So what do you walk around now?
Yeah.
I'm 170 right now, but I've also, like, whenever I'm, like, train, like, whenever I'm, like, working out and, like, every day and, like, doing my normal routine, like, running and stuff, I'm like, 168, 167.
Oh, that's what's 70 kilograms in pounds?
It's 154.
And what's 74 would be like? What's 74?
74 kilos is 163.
63. Okay, that's not bad. That's like five. So 74, you're like, how? That's like 5 pounds, right?
Yeah, it's easy.
That's easy. So right now, speaking of that, are you training for freestyle or are you folk style? Are you trying to do a little bit of both?
I started off this summer with folk style, like just top and bottom, like folk style things. But now I'm more focused on freestyle. Okay. I'm supposed to wrestle at the U.S. Open, like the Nationals. It's in Iowa. I'm supposed to wrestle at that. So I just been doing freestyle.
Isn't that when's the day for that? Isn't that like the 3rd or something?
Me and Emma are trying to we might try to get to some of those. So we may
Right now it's kind of hard because of COVID. But if it wasn't COVID, we would try to get the some of the – we're trying to get some of the vets, like, to be the media press, you know?
You should go – you should try to do it.
Yeah. I think for flow events, it would be very hard to because they've only let, like, not many people in at all right now because of COVID.
Yeah, there's, no audience.
There's, like, literally no people. I think the only people there was, like, Ben Askren, like, you know, the people who are talking and then the production.
I think their family was allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of that, would you want to get on one of those flow wrestling cards?
Would I want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the people I would want to wrestle, if flow wrestling, put me on a card. I'm going to wrestle Marinelli.
Okay.
Or, trying to think who else I would want to wrestle. I feel like it'd be cool to wrestle Evan Wick. Marinelli, like somebody, like I want to, if I wrestle on that card, I think it'd be cooler for Marinelli just because we're both from Ohio. Iowa State. I feel like that'd be a dope match.
Yeah.
So,
and there's also the other cards too, like Fight TV and then Wrestling on the Ground.
Yeah, dude, that's cool that they're, like, making wrestling happen because there hasn't been much wrestling, and, like, I like the underground and, like, flow wrestling making those cards and stuff.
It's very cool for the underground because now it's, like, kind of with the UFC a little bit, too, so, like, it's also bringing some of fighting fans because it's going to be on the fight pass for UFC.
Yeah.
And that's good for Gatson because, you know, he wants to fight after, so he wants to get the UFC fans on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever fight?
I would want to. Like, that sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know. It'd be interesting. I would have to try it out a few times, like, do a few fights and see if I really like it.
Okay. All right. So,
Carr, UFC champ. It's got a nice ring to it. David Carr, UFC champ. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm. You got anything else to say?
No, I think that's pretty much all we've got.
Yeah, that's all we have for you. Thank you so much. Had some nice answers. I liked some of your answers. It was very awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. That was awesome, David.
No problem.
All right.
And see you later.